Key cartel operatives' murder near Arizona border sparks fears of escalated violence. By Robert Arce on September 7, 2019. The murder of a key Sinaloa cartel operative near the Arizona border in Mexico sparked fears of escalated violence with a looming cartel war. Municipal police in Colonias Nuevas in the Valle de Mexicali, located near the Arizona border, responded to numerous reports of shots fired. The call came at approximately 7:30 p.m. about gunfire inside the cemetery on the outskirts of the rural community. Upon arrival, police discovered three men lying on the ground near a black BMW. Officials declared two of the men to be dead at the scene. A third person required transportation to a nearby medical facility for treatment of his gunshot wounds. After further investigation, police identified one of the murder victims as Julio Cesar Aguilar Garcia, a.k.a. El Vaquero, a key regional Sinaloa cartel operative linked to Ismael Zambada Garcia El Mayo, the leader of the Sinaloa cartel. They identified the second victim as Rodolfo Antonio Galindo, a.k.a. El Chupacabras, also a Sinaloa cartel operative according to local law enforcement sources and media reports. Both El Vaquero and El Chupacabras were armed with handguns. Investigators believed the victims were caught by surprise and were unable to retrieve their weapons to defend themselves. El Vaquero is a well-known cartel operative in and around the municipality of San Luis Rio Colorado, Sonora. The community borders San Luis, Arizona, and Mexicali, Baja California, which borders Calexico. The region provides key smuggling routes into the United States with easy access into Arizona and California. The region also provides the key Golfo de Santa Clara, which is utilized to receive sea shipments of illicit drugs for eventual transportation to the northern U.S. drug market. In 2011, elements of the San Luis Rio Colorado Municipal Police and the Mexican Army captured El Vaquero along with five other Sinaloa cartel operatives. El Vaquero had been responsible for supervising the logistics of receiving and moving drug loads through the region. It's unknown why he was subsequently freed. In July of this year, a San Luis Rio Colorado, Sonora, municipal police officer was gunned down by cartel gunmen. The cartel violence in the border state of Sonora led to numerous attacks on police officers. In 2019, a total of 17 police officers were killed in Sonora. Earlier this week, Breitbart's Cartel Chronicles reported on the seizure of 1,370 pounds of methamphetamine in two separate operations by the Mexican Army in San Luis Rio, Colorado. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce has worked in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a three-year assignment in Monterrey, Mexico, working out of the consulate for the United States Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program, where he was the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico, Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosi, Zacatecas. You can follow him on Twitter. He can be reached at robertrarce@gmail.com.